A church in Donovan was a total loss to fire on Wednesday. The United Methodist Church on Plum Street caught fire early Wednesday morning. The Donovan Fire Department, assisted by several other local fire departments, responded, but the church was a total loss. The church was built in the 1800s. The church was first organized in 1851 as the Donovan Methodist Episcopal Church South. It moved to its current location in 1888. The state fire marshal's office has been called in to investigate the cause of the fire. A man wanted in Sharp County was arrested Wednesday in Black Rock. Sharp County issued a BOLO for David Allen Stansberry, who was a suspect in an assault with injuries in Cherokee Village. Stansberry was arrested by Black Rock police around 11 o'clock Wednesday morning, and a search of his vehicle uncovered a liquid substance that field tested positive for meth and drug paraphernalia. Stansberry was charged with felony drug possession and felony drug paraphernalia. He also faces assault charges in Sharp County. A Harrison, Arkansas man was arrested Wednesday morning in Baxter County after fleeing from police on a motorcycle. 27-year-old Logan Dakota Johnson faces several charges, including two counts of felony fleeing, reckless driving, driving while suspended, and several other traffic violations. He's also on a hold for other agencies. He's being held on $20,000 bond. To view the other charges, you can go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Thayer police report the arrest of a woman from Thayer on drug charges. 41-year-old Candy Lynn Burton was arrested Wednesday on a Fulton County warrant for felony possession of a controlled substance, scheduled to meth, more than 2 grams, and felony possession of drug paraphernalia. Burton's bond was set at $15,000. She was extradited to Fulton County. The Thayer Mammoth Spring Rotary Radio Auction was held last week on K-Country 95 and The Gift, and we talked to Rotarian Connie Haney about the results of this year's auction.
You know, we want to send out a big thank you to all the businesses that generously donated to the Thayer Mammoth Spring Rotary Auction. This year's radio auction was a huge success. We raised over $13,000. We couldn't have done it without the support of our donors and the community members who called in and placed bids.
She told us how we can pick up the items purchased.
If you purchased items through the radio auction, they can be picked up at Community First Bank in Thayer from Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All the money raised from the Rotary Radio Auction will be used for local projects. Secure Rural Schools Program is another way that the USDA Forest Service provides benefits to communities in and around the forest. SRS provides critical funding for schools, roads, and other municipal services to more than 700 counties across the U.S. and Puerto Rico. 27 counties across Missouri receive funding through SRS. This comes from a portion of Forest Service funds generated through multi-use activities such as grazing, timber production, and special use permits being distributed back to the counties where these activities occur. And for Missouri, that translates to those that serve as the home of Mark Twain National Forest. The 2023 funds were distributed to states in April. Counties decide how they'll utilize the payments, starting with what percentage they want for different categories known as Title I, Two and three. Title one is for roads and schools, Title two for projects on federal lands, and Title three for county projects. Locally, Carter County receives $147,722.11, Douglas County $105,931.71, Howe County $106,161.76, Oregon County $200,949.65, Ozark County $88,536.62, Ripley County $166,470.56, Shannon County $181,553.60, Texas County $132,771.47, and Wright County $17,177.50. The 2023 SRS funds in Missouri totaled over $2.6 million. The West Plains R7 School District Board of Education has welcomed a West Plains High School student to serve as a non-voting member of the board. The student representatives will serve in an advisory capacity to represent the interests of students in the district. Junior Emma Arnold was selected as the district's 2024-25 student representative. Emma's the daughter of Jerry and Allison Arnold. Arnold will have an opportunity to participate in the monthly board meeting, meet the district and building administrators through the school year and provide a clear communication channel between the school board and the student body. An environmental group is suing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to protect an Arkansas medallia snail under the Endangered Species Act. In Arkansas and Missouri, including along the North Fork River, medallia are critically endangered freshwater snails. Tricia Sharmer with the Center for Biological Diversity emphasizes the need to save the snail from vanishing entirely. She says they are the most endangered group of animals in North America.
We've already lost more than 70 species of freshwater snails. The Endangered Species Act has a very high success rate. So if we can get it listed and protected under the ESA, it's highly likely that the species will survive and be able to continue playing its important role in the ecosystems where it's found.
Sharma says areas where Arkansas medallia can be found has decreased by 90%, and the main threat to the species is habitat degradation, primarily from dam construction and operation along the rivers.